Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here again. Oh dear, sorry to be a nuisance. But I've just listened to an audio boo by Pilgrim Chris, who's jumped in on the Keep Britain Tidy bandwagon that Dean Reed started. Chris told some great stories of how he has confronted litterers, and I have as well. That was one of the things I meant to say in my reply to Dean's original boo, but I don't think I remembered to actually reply about that bit. Yes, I absolutely I confront people that that litter, and I'm very, very pleased to do so, really. I'm always very polite, and but I think people just need to have it pointed out to them. I think it's, if there's one thing that we can do, yeah, absolutely, we don't litter yourself. do not yourself litter. It's one thing that we can all do. But I think pointing out to other people is another very important thing to do. I'm sorry that Dean doesn't feel he's able to do it, because of people that are aggressive in return, as Chris described in the stories that he put forward. I'm sorry that Chris had to be subjected to the abuse. That's what people are like, isn't it? But that's why I think we should all point it out to everyone who we see litter. If we get the opportunity to, we should let them know, and eventually they'll get the message, I think. One of the things I wanted to share is I saw a YouTube video on Twitter a couple of weeks back of a person on a motorbike who has one of these helmet-mounted cameras where they can record their adventures on their bike. This person recorded a few minutes of video of them seeing people littering from their cars, dropping things out of their car windows, and then challenging them. And so the finale of the video, if I remember correctly, is somebody dumping a thick shake or something out of their car, and they hadn't finished it, and they'd got left the dregs in it, or the ice cubes or something. I can't remember what it was. But it was definitely not an empty cup. But they dumped it out of their car, and the cyclist, having captured this on video, then cycled up to the carton and the paper cup thing, picked it up, and caught up with the motorist, and chucked it back in the car window. And I thought that was brilliant revenge. Brilliant revenge. Obviously, don't break the law, people. Don't damage other people's property. For instance, by pouring liquids into their car interior and staining the upholstery or whatever. Don't condone that, but. I'd like to think that the person on the receiving end of that will have thought again about ever littering out the window ever again. There, just wanted to share that story. Thanks again to Dean and now to Chris for chiming in on this subject. I'd like to hear what everyone else thinks about this as well. But I really do think that this is a a fundamental disregard for our own responsibility, our own responsibility towards the rest of society. And if we can keep Britain tidy, then that might go away to fixing a lot of the other social ills that we have these days. Toodle-boo.